Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Kevin Rincone, and here are today's top local stories.
We are under an extreme heat warning. We're expecting temps to reach triple digits in some spots, and there won't be much relief until at least Thursday. You got the forecast now with AccuWeather meteorologist Carrie Schwindenhammer.
Yeah, relief on Thursday is going to come in terms of temperatures, but the humidity will certainly still play a role here as we head through the latter part of this week. Eventually, additional cooling by the weekend, but that extreme heat is in place, and we're getting up to a high of 96 this afternoon. Real feel temperatures above 100. In fact, we're already up around 100 right now for a real feel temperature, and even the regular temperatures could approach 100 in some of those places away from the coast this afternoon. So stifling heat, you're going to want to stay hydrated and certainly avoid too much time outdoors. If you can, try to stay inside with air conditioning or seek some cooling centers as well. Tonight, uncomfortably warm and humid, down to 82 for a low. Last night we got to 80. Tonight, maybe not even that low. Another humid and hot day tomorrow with perhaps temperatures getting as close to 98 degrees, breaking the record of 96 set back in 1888. And another hot day on Wednesday, though not quite as extreme, 94 for a high. And there could be a thunderstorm later in the day. Kevin?
Well, a good place to be on a day like today is somewhere cold. Amanda Alexander is hanging out at City Ice.
It's hot is officially an understatement, so we're taking it to the ice rink to cool off with Monica.
It's actually a really good summer sport.
Why?
It's like you're standing on an ice cube for 2 hours, and then you go outside. It takes a while to warm up, which also feels really good.
But not even the rink can beat the heat. The Zamboni's here. Cleaning up because, as Mike puts it,
the ice is starting to turn into a pool, so.
And folks here say this is the perfect place to glide through the heat wave. Amanda Alexander, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM, currently freezing at City Ice Pavilion.
Well, the heat is on in more ways than one right now, ahead of Election Day tomorrow in the mayoral primary. One last poll shows ranked choice will make this race
a tight
one.
The poll done by Emerson College picks 11 and the Hill shows Zohran Mamdani winning in the final round of ranked choice voting 52 to Cuomo's 48%. Senior poll director Matt Taglia.
This is a pretty shocking result. You know, our initial polling in, I believe, February had Mamdani around 1%.
It is still a close race.
I think that we probably won't know the final results for a few weeks.
The poll's findings are in contrast to two polls last week from the Manhattan Institute and Marist, showing the former governor beating Mamdani by 10 or more points. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
A woman was attacked at the Chauncey Street subway station in Bushwick this weekend. Cops say the 26-year-old was walking down the stairs when a guy slashed her across the chin with something. They don't know what he used. The suspect then pushed her to the ground, punched her, stole her cell phone, debit card, cash, and headphones. She was taken to the hospital. The suspect got away. This happened a little after midnight on Sunday. Investigators released photos of the guy thereafter. Anyone with information asked to contact Crime Stoppers. An 11-year-old boy on Long Island hit by a car. Cops say he was riding his dirt bike at the time. This happened yesterday in Brentwood. Suffolk County police say the 11-year-old was rushed to the hospital with some serious injuries. The driver of the car, a 67-year-old, was not hurt, stayed at the scene. Both the car and the dirt bike were taken in for safety checks. No word of any charges. You know the rules.
The first rule of Fight Club is you do not talk about Fight Club.
Now, back when the movie was released, they didn't have social media the way we do now, so they didn't really create rules for that. On Long Island, a Fight Club was advertised on social media, which led cops right to them. Suffolk County police say they arrested two guys from Northport who were taking part in the fighting. In all, there were about 70 people that showed up to Walt Whitman Park yesterday afternoon in Melville. The two arrested both 19-year-olds, Finley McCloskey and Jake Zamillas. They got desk appearance tickets. A father and his teenage son stabbed at a laundromat in Sheepshead Bay. Happened last night at around 10:40 when the men got into an argument outside the laundromat. The 51-year-old father stabbed in the chest. He died, identified as Waleed Noreldin. The 19-year-old son suffered a cut. No arrest had been made. Police did not release a description of the suspect. A news conference is getting underway at this hour in the Bronx, where we're learning of the indictment of 20 alleged gang members and associates. Mayor Adams, the NYPD Commissioner Jessica Tisch, the Bronx DA Darcel Clark, they are there making the announcement. We're listening in. The suspects, we're told, are wanted in 12 shootings and one murder in the Bronx. We'll bring you updates on that as we learn it. Mahmoud Khalil, he's vowing to keep fighting for Palestinians following his release from ICE custody after more than 3 months in custody. In his first on-camera interview since his release, the Columbia graduate student and activist telling ABC News what it's like to be back home.
I think that moment is indescribable. It's basically a combination of full of joy, but also, is this really happening?
Khalil says the day he was detained was one of the most difficult he has ever experienced and that he felt like he was being kidnapped. He pushes back against the Trump administration's claim he's a threat to national security and that keeping him away from his wife and newborn son is the most cruel thing any administration could do. New York plans to build a large nuclear power facility. Governor Hochul making the announcement at the Niagara Power Project in Lewiston.
I am proud to announce that I'm directing the New York State Power Authority to develop and construct a brand new advanced nuclear plant in upstate New York. Announcing that here today, and we're going to get it done.
The goal is to add at least 1 gigawatt of new nuclear power generation to the state's reactors. 1 gigawatt is enough to power 1 million homes. Potential sites under review for the new plant include the grounds of New York's three operating plants, all owned or majority owned by Constellation Energy. New York has been forced to burn more fossil fuels following the closure of the Indian Point nuclear plant in 2021, which satisfied roughly 25% of the electricity needs of the city. The MTA board is expected to approve a plan to spend $250 million to overhaul the Verrazano Bridge. The money will be spent to install a dehumidification system for the four main cables that support the bridge. MTA officials say the new technology has been used with great success on bridges in Japan and even at the GWB, and that it'll help prevent erosion for decades. The project also includes replacing the bridge lights, hand ropes, and the hardware attaching the main cables to the roadway suspension ropes. A similar project is underway at the RFK Triborough Bridge.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.